We have another bad Giants game to tell you about, because from San Diego, we got ourselves a final 13-7. Padres put it on the Giants bullpen today. Put it on them. It actually got off to a really nice start. J.D. Davis, who didn't even take the bat off of his shoulder last night with the bases loaded, and then got called out on a terrible third strike. J.D. Davis actually got things going in a good fashion for the Giants early today.
We got the StatCast report this morning. It was 4 inches off the plate. Called strike three. The first strike in the sequence also was not a strike. It was 2 inches off the plate. Davis to right field and deep. Soto back. It is gone, J.D. Davis. He might have done that last night if he'd had a chance. 1-0 Giants. His third home run already in a Giants uniform.
Dave Fleming on NBC Sports Bay Area. And here's the thing, Dave. You got to take the bat off your shoulder. Did he get jobbed on two strike calls? Absolutely. Was called strike three the worst of them all? Absolutely. You can't be browsing. It's time for the Giants to get aggressive. By the way, as J.D. Davis was getting robbed last night, Gabe Kapler just, you know, watched the umpire loot him of two strike calls. Hey, just do something, Gabe. Do something other than everything that really hasn't worked to inspire this team to play better, harder, or more focused, not for a minute. Feel free to rattle the saber just a little. Not at your own players. God forbid you offend anyone. We don't pinch hit for anyone. We pinch hit with someone. Stop it. These are major leaguers. Quit treating them like crybabies. Anyway.
I like it when you feign anger.
No, this is not feign. This is real. I am. Look, how could you not be in Camp Kapler last year, right? I mean, 107 wins. What the hell was there to complain about? Every lever he pulled seemed to work. The levers that he's pulling this year, rarely do they work, especially when he goes to the bullpen, which he went to today after the Giants were up 4-0. Now, what do you think happened when Gabe Kapler went to the bullpen? Would you like a montage of pain? Because here it is.
Machado, that's not going to be an out. Gonzalez chasing. That one's going to land. It'll score two. Machado makes it into second. It's 4-2 with two on and still nobody out. And he lines a base hit to left. Machado gets the stop sign. Soto scores. Three runs are in. Junis just can't get it out. He pulls one sharply past the range of Wilmer. Another hit for the Padres. They've tied it up. Line drive, right field base hit. Bell is in. And again, just one base advanced. Grisham knocks in a run. Padres have taken the lead for the first time today.
All of that was just the bottom of the third inning. We didn't pull that from the entire game. So now it's 6-3 San Diego. Giants actually come back and score three runs. Excuse me, it's 6-4 San Diego. The Giants come back and score three runs in the top of the seventh inning. How do you think the bullpen held down that? Was it going to be a shutout inning or a shutdown inning? No.
Wins the runner at third, Gonzalez at first. Base hit to left field. That's not as sexy as a home run, but it does the job to put the Giants back ahead 7-6.
Okay, so things are going well, right? Sorry, I pressed the wrong button. Here's the right button. And when I say right button, I mean things did not go right for the San Francisco Giants.
Deep down the left field line. And that ball is gone. That slider ends up in the bleachers. It all started with two down and nobody on, and now they have scored three. 9-7 Padres.
Think about last night's ninth inning. The Giants plated three runs off a Hader, right? I mean, by the way, that doesn't happen very often. Josh Hader, in his first save opportunity with the Padres, blew a three-run lead. He threw 37 pitches, which is the most he's thrown in 2 years. He had never thrown that many pitches in less than a full inning in his career. So the worst, basically, night of Josh Hader's career was just offered up to the Giants on a silver platter. They take the lead, only to watch Manny Machado walk them off last night. But over the last, starting with today's sixth inning, and then going back to today's third inning, the Giants gave up 7 runs in the sixth. They gave up 6 runs in the third. And the Giants gave up the Machado walk-off last night. Do you realize that the Giants have had 3 different 3-run innings? And have given up a grand total of 16 runs in the bottom frame of those 3 innings. So what's the opposite of a shutdown inning? Crank it up, here to serve you inning? Because that's what the Giants bullpen has done. Not just all season long, but specifically last night and today as well.
Well, in fairness, the bullpen only gave up 7 runs today.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah. Junis took all 6 in the third.
So that stinks.
So the bullpen was infinitely better than you were letting on.
Dude. Junior Marte, I don't know if there's anyone in baseball right now who looks like he might be able to get the job done to the ratio of, I doubt he gets the job done at all. What is his ERA now? What is it?
6.15.
Junior Marte. There's no one else you want to bring out in a tight game against a division opponent that you need to run down than Junior Marte. What the hell is this team's bullpen doing? Who is the best arm in your minor league? He needs to be in San Francisco fast if you want this year to go anywhere. Who's your best arm? Who's someone that you're willing to put in your bullpen and give all of Junior Marte's innings to right now? Because that guy gives up multiple hits and multiple runs every single time he comes in for one inning of work. All the time. You're not fooling anybody anymore with Tyler Rogers. No one. The whole league is sitting on that 78 fluff ball that he's throwing up there. The whole league is sitting on that. They know what's coming. They understand the angle. They ain't impressed. Stop being impressed by it. Do something other than the same thing over and over and over again. I don't get it. Maybe they shouldn't have traded Trevor Rosenthal. I can't believe I just said that out loud, but it's the truth.
Well, the other possibility, and this is the one that makes the most sense to me, is they don't have anybody better who's ready to go in the farm system.
How do we know that? We haven't seen everybody in the farm system fail yet.
Well, do you want to start bringing up A-ball pitchers and see how they do it?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not interested.
You will only hasten their failure.
Or maybe not. Or maybe not. Nothing here is preordained for failure or success, except for Junior Marte and half the other guys they march out of their bullpen.
Well, that's a problem. That is the essential problem, is that this is the best bullpen they can cobble together, and it's not very good this year. A year ago, it was fine. This year, it's not good. And there's not really an alternative to it.
Here's what Gabe Kapler said about his bullpen after watching it melt down once again.
I was really big for us to have AY pitch 2 innings, JG pitch a couple of innings, and Marte to cover the game for us and essentially what was a down game. So the state of our bullpen is actually going to do much better coming out of this off day.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you. By the way, AY, JG, stop it. Stop it. Nobody's pitched well enough to get a nickname out of this bullpen. Not even initials.
Come on, A-Y.
A-Y. Oh, what about J-G?
J-G. There's a reason why they didn't do anything at the trade deadline. They didn't have anything they could do.
Are you sure about that, double R's?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
R squared?
They weren't so far out of the wild card race that they couldn't have done something if something had presented itself. But the fact that they couldn't move anybody except Darren Ruff, essentially, is how you know, because other teams are going, nah, I'm not interested in what you got down there. No, thank you. And when everybody's telling you no, thank you, you should probably take that as a hint.
Gabe Kapler talked about having a chance to sweep. Is that how he's framing this series? Having a chance to sweep? Well, because they won the first game. And they get mollywopped in the next two based on final scores. Sure, last night got close.
I think the expectation is to try to win every baseball game, independent of opponent, also independent of where we are in the standings. Those goals never change.
Really? Our goal is to win every baseball game. The goal was 162-0? Come on, man. This guy is just as boring as someone reading off an index card.
I think the expectation is to try to win every baseball game, independent of opponent, also independent of where we are in the standings. Those goals never change. How far back we are, that doesn't change it either. If you come in and you can sweep a team like the Padres on the road, then that puts you in a good position. I think that's it's an ask that we're capable of, but it's probably, not the most likely scenario in any given series to go on the road and against a very, very good team and come out with three victories. It's not good enough, and we're not happy with the results here in San Diego, but we're gonna keep fighting. Coming out of the off day, we've got another baseball game to play, and we're gonna put our best foot forward then.
And again, there's no team that you will play anytime soon that is as important as nailing down wins and beating the Padres. That's who you're chasing. That's who you're chasing more than anyone else. And it felt like, it was just, yeah, this is like any other game. We just want to go ahead and try to win this one too. No, you got to go extra out of your way. All your chips sort of in the middle to beat the Padres if you plan on doing something. And since the Giants lose today, they are 54-57, and they're now 7.5 back in the National League wildcard race. Baseball that you need to know about, need to care about. Did you know that last night the Phillies, they won their 6 in a row? You got the Braves and the Brewers winning last night. Atlanta, by the way, has promoted its top prospect, Vaughn Grissom, who's an infielder who just mashed his way through their minor league system. When's the last time you saw a Giant minor leaguer mash his way through the Giant system? I'll wait. When's the last time it was like, oh my God, you got to get that kid up to the major leagues? It doesn't happen over the course of now two decades, right? Is that fair?
No, it's not fair. Brandon Crawford is not two decades old. I mean, they produced guys, but it's been a long time. I'm not arguing with your point, but two decades is a long time.
15 years?
I'd say 12.
Okay.
I mean, we're
a dozen years of nothing but minor league meh.
Well, that's the problem.
It's a big problem.
I mean, it just, the minor leagues produced a starting rotation that helped win them three World Series. They haven't done anything since 2012 to generate anything, though.
Vaughn Grissom hit .363 in AA, and he'll be in the lineup tonight for the Braves, batting ninth. Are they in Fenway? I think they're in Fenway. Cardinals got embarrassed last night, 16-5 in Colorado. The Mets also won last night. Here's what's nuts. Did the Mets play a day game today?
They did.
What'd they do?
They won.
All right. Do you realize that the Mets are on pace to win 105 games, yet they're 5 games back of the Dodgers?
Yeah.
That's how good Los Angeles is.
The Dodgers are 16-3 since the All-Star break. Beat that with a stick.
Wow. The Orioles have won 17 of their last 25 games. They're a half game out of an American League wild card. By the way, Seattle beat the Yankees last night in a game that you're not likely to see again this year. They beat the Yankees 1-0 in 13 innings. It's the longest any game in baseball has gone since the ghost runner rule has become part of the rule book. Yankees are backsliding, by the way. They're only 3-7 in their last 10 games.
Are you counting today's loss?
No. So they're now 3-8 in their last 11.
Yeah, they got beat by the Mariners again.
Look out for those Mariners.
They're a playoff team.
They are.